Message number 987. You cannot impart the truth when your ego seeks popularity. Tuesday, December 10, 2013 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, how it pains me to see so many people accept the false humility which lies behind the humanism which is so favored by those in my church. My role as Savior and Redeemer of the human race has now been forgotten. The false humility within my church will continue to be witnessed, and all will applaud those who promote the need to look after material welfare of those in need. All this will result in a false religion. When did you who call yourselves servants of God decide to replace the true Word of God with your own flawed interpretation of it? When did you decide to replace Christianity with humanism where no mention is made of me? Don't you know that nothing comes from that which does not come from God? How little you have learned and how foolish you are if you believe that your so-called good works, where you believe that material welfare, can ever replace the truth. When you ignore your primary role, the most important doctrine of saving the souls of God's children, then you can never say you are a servant of mine. How easy it is for you to call out to save the poor, the wretched, and the economically deprived members of your society. By following this misguided trail where you seek the world's admiration for your so-called good deeds, then you forget the most important role for which you were called. That is to serve me, your Jesus. It is not to seek personal popularity in my holy name. What good is it to anyone to have the creature comforts in life when they cannot save their soul? If you seek admiration from the secular world through public acts designed to make you popular, then you do not carry my cross. If you do not imitate me, then you cannot speak for me. You cannot impart the truth when your ego seeks popularity. When you forget the sacrifice I made to save your souls, then you cannot serve me. When a priest forgets the reason why he became a servant of mine, his fall from grace is 10 times that of an ordinary soul. For when he removes himself from me, he takes with him the souls whom he influences and who trust his judgment. Hear now, my servants, this my call to save the souls of all those over whom you have been appointed through the sacrament of holy orders. When you fail to repeat what you have been taught, you do not teach the truth. When you promote humanism and urge those souls within your diocese to do the same, you reject me. You replace me, Jesus Christ, with the desire not only to promote social justice but to seek admiration for your good works in the eyes of others. Their admiration and your desire to be popular means that you no longer serve me. When you no longer serve me, you allow yourselves to fall into error, and soon you will no longer acknowledge me at all in the way you are supposed to. Only the few, the elect, will serve me up to the final day. On that day, many of those who call themselves servants in my church on earth will weep and scream, begging me to show them mercy. By then they will have lost me billions of souls, and for many of them they will be so caught up in the abomination that they will fail to understand the truth of their destiny until it is too late. Wake up, those of you who are uneasy with the sense of desolation and confusion which surrounds you as servants of mine at this time. Remain firmly rooted in the truth at all times. Remember your role as my sacred servants, and that is to feed my flock with the truth and ensure that they receive the food necessary to salvage their souls. Your job is to bring me souls. Your Jesus.